Good day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, March 30. Coming up, government looks to increase German tourists, Defense Act to be modified, and Health Ministry urges Jamaicans to adopt healthy lifestyle practices. The news in detail after this message.
Love all Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone, and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Now the news. Jamaica is looking to more than double the number of German tourists to the island within the next 3 years. That's the word from Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett following a recent trip to Germany to explore new bilateral partnerships. He says the ministry and the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, will be working closely with destination company TUI Group and airline Eurowings, both headquartered in Berlin, Germany, to accommodate the transportation of European visitors.
Eurowings, as you know, which is a subsidiary of Lufthansa, will begin flight first as a charter flight, starting in July. And then after it will morph into scheduled flights. We expect that it will come to Jamaica, you know, 3 times a week in the first instance.
Minister Bartlett expects that the number of tourists coming from Germany will move from 20,000 to 50,000 by 2020. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the Defense Act is to be modified to formalize the title of the commanding officer of the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, as the Chief of Defense Staff. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Holness said amending the act will facilitate the replacement of the title Chief of Staff to Chief of Defense Staff on the law books. In the meantime, the Prime Minister says the Defense Act is to be amended to make way for the establishment of the Jamaica National Service Corps, JNSC, within the JDF. The JNSC will comprise a new level of service specifically for youth aged 18 to 23 years.
The Jamaica National Service Corps will help channel our young people towards meaningful engagement. The principal focus is training and development, along with defined aspects of work and military service.
The JNSC is a component of the JDF's Engagement and Employment Strategy and the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Initiative launched by the Prime Minister during his budget presentation in Parliament recently. The new strategy will bring the JDF's total annual intake to 1,000. The Scientific Research Council, SRC's Science and Technology Fair, which was scheduled for April 7, has been postponed. The annual fair, held in the form of a competition, serves to display the scientific and technological skills of young people. Executive Director at the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says this year's staging of the event was delayed in order to enable the schools to better prepare and refine their submissions. The event is open to students at the primary, secondary, and tertiary levels, including technical and vocational institutions. Categories under which schools can participate include education, agriculture, food and agro-processing, energy, information and communications technology, and electronics, with a focus on cybersecurity, health and safety, and sports. Sponsors of the fair include the Development Bank of Jamaica, Sandals Group, Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, and the Jamaica Observer. A new date for the Science and Technology Fair will be announced. And the Ministry of Health is encouraging Jamaicans to adopt healthy lifestyle practices to fight the onset of non-communicable diseases, NCDs. Healthy lifestyle habits can reduce the risk of developing NCDs such as diabetes, heart conditions, cancers, and chronic kidney disease. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the ministry will on April 7 launch the Jamaica Moves campaign, which will seek to encourage Jamaicans to engage in a minimum of 30 minutes of moderate exercise daily. As part of the campaign, the government will also be developing walking trails in each parish and partnering with local walking and running groups to garner more support and interest in the movement. And a roadshow is also slated to visit all parishes to spread the message of healthy lifestyle habits. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.